Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
You know, the Lord is calling you by name right now. Since I've been getting this, I started praying it a couple of months ago, and a couple of these verses that talk about that he's calling your name. He's summoning you by name. And I've suddenly started getting words when I minister prophetically. I started getting names. And I never used to do that much. I get quite a few details. But I started getting names because I started to ask. Ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be opened to you. One of these verses is Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you and I summoned you by name and you are mine. That's Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. I started calling it in, whatever you want, right now. The way I say it is find a Bible verse that kind of lines up with it, with what you need. Do an internet search and you'll find if you need finances, you can find some Bible verses for that if you need healing. And so that's what I do. And this is powerful. Right now, the Lord is moving. Right now, he's summoning you. By name, he's gonna get your attention. He's gonna do something this month. It's not limited to this month, but there's a shift happening right now that he's getting your attention. You ever do that? You ever one of those times where suddenly the Lord speaks and you know it's him? And so each day we need to pray to be safe. There's so much going on right now. Remember, he's calling us to a kingdom that cannot be shaken. He's doing a new thing this month, not just limited to this month, but there is something happening powerfully. And I saw Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Have had this verse prophesied in a while, but forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. And it's important to not dwell on the past, to forget the former things. The Lord says don't dwell on the past and to bring everything to him. Just bring everything you have to him. And as well, he's bringing people out of the wilderness right now, and he's bringing a drink of refreshment from the Holy Spirit. So Lord, we pray that you would release the refreshment of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you would release now people who have been walking through the dark nights of the soul. Release now those of us who've been suffering. Maybe you haven't been suffering, then pray for those who are, but right now we pray for that fresh drink of the Holy Spirit. The move of the Holy Spirit. The angels. In Jesus' name. So it's important as the Lord's moving right now to not dwell on the past, Isaiah 43, and bring everything to the Lord in prayer. You know, he's taken this, I got this verse last month as well, and this is when I started getting names. Maybe it was 2 months ago. I started getting names in the prophetic words. I do prophetic ministry and getting details for people. It was Isaiah 45, verse 3 that all started it. So the Lord said, I'm doing this again right now. Isaiah 45, 3. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places so that you may know that I'm the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. Lord, I pray right now We come into agreement over this. Summons us by name. Speak to us in ways. Give us names and details of others that need help. Whether you get the names or not, it doesn't matter. However you get it, it's still powerful. I tell you, one prayer where God is with you, you know, the Lord loves you. I've been doing this for long enough to know that no matter if you pray, the details of getting a word for someone and you get a name, or sometimes, you know, so we'd be on outreaches and stuff and I'd get a word. It didn't sound that powerful, you know, it was God loves you, and they would burst into tears, and it was the most powerful word they ever had. And it was something as simple as God loves you. So don't think that you have to have, you know, names or the details, but we do want to, we want to ask the Lord to speak to us and to summons us by our names. Now, this is finances right now. He's releasing in the Isaiah 45, verse 3. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places. So he's releasing right now finances, plans, deeper healing, revelation. Now, it's not limited to these things, but you can call upon the Lord for your situation. Thank you, Lord. We're going to release this right now. There's a couple more things happening. Take authority right now over any attacks over the area of discernment, about hearing the voice of God. Thank you, Lord. About our situations right now, we pray for the release of the Holy Spirit, the release of angels, finances, plans, deeper healing, revelation, wisdom and understanding into your situation in Jesus' name. I got a word, an individual name, but it's not limited. And it's Nancy. Do we have Nancy on? Maybe there's not a, if you're on or not. But Nancy there's a major decision happening right now. A major shift happening over your life and over Nancy. It's not limited to Nancy, but oh my goodness, there's a powerful word right now for you. There's some decisions that are happening. Another name I got was Robert, and the details of that. Robert, the Lord is calling you to this financial breakthrough. You need a financial breakthrough, Robert. You're not limited to Robert, but there's something specific about some people here that'll hear this later, maybe on the replay or once it goes out on the social media. But Robert, there's a financial breakthrough coming. And I think it's tied in actually with this Jeremiah 23:18 about taking time to hear the Lord and Habakkuk 2:2, writing down what you hear. And there's a financial breakthrough happening right now. Also, I felt a group healing taking place. A group, in fact, we're part of it. It's healing of hope deferred. And hope deferred makes a heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So, Father, we pray right now for those of us who are stuck in the wilderness, or those that are stuck in this time of where you haven't gotten answer to your prayer. Thank you, Lord. We pray for the answer to prayer. We pray for the drink of the Holy Spirit. We pray right now for hopelessness to be broken. We pray for the tree of life, which is the tree of life is mentioned a couple times. It's first time in Genesis, but then we'll see it in the book of Revelation at the end in heaven. And the tree of life, we pray for the tree of life over us. And we pray, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the breaking off of hopelessness. Yeah, I'm getting another name. I keep getting this name a few times. And it's John Paul. And John Paul, is, your call. Maybe it's your middle name. Maybe it was your nickname. So maybe it was something, but John Paul, that you're called as well to put on this armor, as you put on the armor of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In fact, some people, the John Paul word I've been getting, in a few meetings here, and every time I go to minister, I seem to start seeing the name John Paul. And as you step up, the Lord is going to meet you in this new season. Thank you, Lord. We release your power. We release the prophetic, and we put on the armor of war. We take up the sword of the Spirit, the Ephesians 6 sword, and the Hebrews 4:12 sword, and whatever is needed. It's the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Got to just let this soak for a minute. We just release. There's a shift in the spiritual atmosphere happening right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.